This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. North Korea has launched what is called a barrage of projectiles into the sea off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. A report from Michelle Hennessy of Reuters.
North Korea fired several unidentified projectiles from its east coast on Saturday. That's according to South Korea's military, who had initially described it as a missile launch, but later gave a more vague description. If they were missiles, it would be the first launch in over a year and comes amid a breakdown in talks with Washington and a failed nuclear summit with President Trump in February.
Sometimes you have to walk.
South Korea says it's holding a joint analysis with the United States. Kim Jong-un had warned that a state of hostility could easily return, according to North Korean media last month.
That was Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. Israel charges that Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into southern Israel today, though it says many were intercepted by its air defense systems. There were no reports of Israeli casualties, while officials in Gaza say at least three Palestinians were wounded. Here in the United States, a Boeing 737 jetliner skidded off a runway Friday night at the Jacksonville, Florida Naval Air Station when the crew attempted to land in a heavy thunderstorm with 136 passengers on board. The station's commanding officer is Captain Mike Connors.
A civilian contract aircraft arriving at Naval Air Station Jacksonville from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, slid off the runway, runway 10 here at Naval Air Station Jacksonville into the St. John's River. Navy security and emergency response personnel were at the scene immediately and began rescue efforts.
No fatalities and no critical injuries reported. At least three people have died since Cyclone Fani crashed into the east coast of India, bringing heavy rain and winds to the coastal state of Odisha on Friday. The storm then moved over the neighboring state of West Bengal, and officials say more than 100 million people are in the path of the cyclone. This is VOA News. U.S. officials are said to be considering options for Venezuela, as opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido is calling for new street protests today, aimed at forcing Nicolas Maduro from power. Guaido wants his followers to demonstrate outside the country's military bases. Guaido this week called again for the army to help force Maduro out, but the socialist president clings to power. U.S. President Donald Trump discussed Venezuela with Russian leader Vladimir Putin by phone on Friday and came away claiming that Putin has no intention of interfering in Venezuela.
He is not looking at all to get involved in Venezuela other than he'd like to see something positive happen for Venezuela. And I feel the same way.
That view is diametrically opposed to one voiced by Mr. Trump's own Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. He's been saying Russia is playing a disruptive role in Venezuela, helping to block a transition of power. There are Russian troops in the country, and there are credible reports that the Kremlin this week convinced Maduro not to go into exile. Meanwhile, the political standoff continues. Michael Schifter is the president of the Inter-American Dialogue.
After the events of this week, both Guaido and Maduro are weakened. They've been battered. And I think the armed forces that already has enormous power in the government may move towards taking control themselves without Maduro, but not necessarily also embracing Guaido.
A Vietnamese woman, Duan Thi Huong, after more than 2 years in a prison in Malaysia, suspected of killing the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, has been freed. Another female suspect was earlier released. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina has the story.
Her co-accused was also freed in March after prosecutors dropped a murder charge against her. Both women could have faced the death penalty. Defense lawyers maintain the women were pawns in an assassination orchestrated by North Korean agents. And the women say that they thought they were part of a reality prank show and had no idea that they were poisoning Kim. Four North Korean men were also charged, but they left Malaysia hours after the murder and still remain at large. In a handwritten letter, she thanked the governments of Malaysia and Vietnam, as well as all those involved in her trial and imprisonment for all the support.
That was Francesca Lina of Reuters. Japan's new emperor addressed the public for the first time today after his ascent to the throne earlier in the week. Emperor Naruhito, accompanied by his wife Masako and other members of the royal family, greeted cheering crowds from a balcony of the Imperial Palace in Tokyo. He said in part, "I'm deeply grateful and I wish from the bottom of my heart for your health and happiness and hope that our country pursues world peace hand in hand with other countries." Gene Randall, VOA News.